Stores in Florida will be the first to test the new program. $4 will get Walmart customers and their workers a 30-day supply of prescription drugs. Walmart's Director of Media Relations, David Tovar, says that price will be on nearly 300 medications, treating everything from allergies to high cholesterol and diabetes.
This effort is really Walmart doing what it does best, and it's driving cost out of our products.
States have blamed the world's largest retailer for driving low-paid employees to taxpayer-supported health programs. An analysis by the Wisconsin Department of Health and Family Services showed Walmart had 904 employees enrolled in Badger Care, a medical insurance program for the working poor. The department's Jason Helgerson does not expect that number to go down if Walmart starts offering cheaper generic drugs in Wisconsin.
I would say it's probably going to have virtually no impact on that particular situation, because those people are coming to our programs for comprehensive medical care, not just for prescription drugs.
Walmart's cheaper generics are the latest worker health initiative, but it's not just limited to employees. And so consumer groups like Wisconsin Citizen Action say it should not be considered a benefit. The group's Darcy Haber.
Their employees are also the general public and customers of Walmart, and of course they would qualify for that benefit, or whatever they call it. They would qualify for that special deal loss leader, whether they work there or not.
Walmart has not determined which of its stores in states other than Florida will offer cheaper generic drugs in the future. Shimming Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.